Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. A new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association looks at the value of measuring a certain protein in the blood called C-reactive protein. It was just a few years ago that testing C-reactive protein in the blood was decided to be a very important and reliable indicator of heart disease, more reliable than measuring cholesterol levels. Now with the results of this new study, the entire value of using C-reactive protein is being brought into question. The study, the largest of its kind, shows that C-reactive protein may have more of a genetic component and that high levels or low levels may be more related to your genetics than your actual heart risk. With researchers on both sides of the issue, some feeling it is good to look at the test and others saying that the test is too general and just shows a casual relationship. Both sides agree that regardless, it is lifestyle changes that really affect heart disease risk. And for our next story, we take a look at what may be the most dangerous drug on the market, Tylenol. Although Tylenol fills the medicine cabinets of nearly every home, what most people do not realize is that it is the number one cause of acute liver failure and that each year hundreds of people die from its use. It turns out, in 1977, the FDA wanted the packaging to contain a warning about the risk of dying from liver failure. But Johnson & Johnson convinced the FDA that the risk was only in people that exceeded the recommended dose. So with the number of casualties increasing each year and studies showing that even the recommended dosage can put you at risk, the FDA has finally decided that the public needs to be warned. Of course, the power of Big Pharma has convinced the FDA that there is no real rush to warn the public and that it is okay to wait another year before the actual warning shows up on the packaging. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how prescription cholesterol medications you may be taking are causing muscle damage and whether caffeine may increase the risk of certain cancers.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
It has been well known statins, those cholesterol-lowering medications that it seems like everyone is taking, have been associated with muscle pain and weakness. Just how serious is this side effect? Turns out that the pain and weakness is actually muscle protein being broken down and dumped into the bloodstream, where the kidneys have to handle it. This will eventually lead to kidney failure, requiring temporary or ongoing dialysis. Even though you can have this serious side effect just taking the cholesterol-lowering medications Crestor, Zocor, or Lipitor, when you add certain other medications to the mix, the risk of this side effect becomes even greater. Once again, the primary treatment for heart disease should be lifestyle changes, of which the only real side effect is a healthier, longer life. And for our last story, we take a look at whether caffeine increases or decreases the risk of certain cancers in women. Seems like when it comes to caffeine, there's a lot of conflicting information out there. The long-running Nurses' Health study showed that caffeine actually decreases the risk of breast and ovarian cancers in postmenopausal women, while increasing the risk of ovarian cancer in women prior to menopause. What seems to be consistent, however, is that caffeine will definitely affect the sex hormone levels. Studies have shown that although caffeine will lower certain estrogens, which should lower the risk of certain cancers, it also has been shown to raise others, such as progesterone. At this point, researchers are having trouble explaining why there appears to be an increased risk of ovarian cancer in women prior to menopause if caffeine lowers estrogens. On this issue, it appears they need to go back to the drawing board, but for now, if you are premenopausal, you need to pay attention to how much caffeine enters your diet. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Every day, an adult body produces 300 billion new cells. Your body not only needs energy to keep your organs up and running, but also to constantly repair and build new cells to form the building blocks of your body itself. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.